the rest of the story. There was to be just one more mission over Germany that day in World War II when Allied bombs rained on Geppingen. And when the rain ended midst the blood on the altar of Mars lay the shattered remains of the parish church. Well, eventually the war ended and the scars remained. So the parishioners set out to rebuild their church. It took 18 years. And even then it was incomplete. Though a few church relics had been salvaged from the old for the new, the brass cross from the church steeple, the brass cross remained amidst the rubble. How might they resurrect that treasured symbol, weighing 800 pounds, and replant it on top of the new church? It would be most significant to have it there. It would be a visible reminder of a continuity capable of surviving even the wrath of war. But how? How could they raise that half ton of brass to the height of the new church steeple? Well, when Americans at a nearby air base learned of the dilemma, a solution suggested itself. We had twin rotor choppers, which had carried jeeps into battle. Surely one of those could accomplish this simpler mission. Never was there a greater feeling of healing among the war-weary citizens of Geppingen than the day the American helicopter lifted their old cross into the sunshine. They'd uncovered it and polished the brass. Now it was a gleam in the summer sun as it was gently airlifted toward the new church. The helicopter had to make five passes. It was a slightly gusty day before workmen on the steeple caught the dangling rope, tugged the cross into place, and bolted it securely. From below, a cry of joy. It's beautiful. And now from inside the chopper, a crewman was seeking to release the cables. When there was another gust of wind, the cables tightened the brass cross against its bolted mounting. It was pulled sideways, and then the cheers from below turned to a gasp of disbelief as the huge helicopter, wrenched sideways by its mooring, flipped, and its rotors still whirling wildly, plummeted upside down into the churchyard. Spectators were seconds realizing what had happened. Then they rushed to rescue the trapped crew. But for two, it was too late. Once each year, on the last Sunday of May, at the parish church in Geppingen, there is a special love offering for the families of two American airmen, the two who died crowning the church steeple with its cross. Neither they nor what they did will ever be forgotten, for when their chopper toppled into the churchyard, when the cables attached to the cross tightened, the cross itself was pulled sideways, and to this day it remains 45 degrees sideways. On purpose, the parishioners want it left that way, always, nowhere any more than in Geppingen. May one find such a visible, tangible, permanent symbol of love and hope and peace and reconciliation. Now, the church has a formal name. I'll not even bother to try to pronounce that. But although you may hear it, should you be traveling in that area sometime on your own, there is another name by which it's more generally recognized. Should you travel to Geppingen in Germany and hear the parishioners proudly refer to themselves in their church, you'll hear them call it the Church of the Bent Cross. And of course, now you will know the rest of the story.